left column on the bottom, where it says B'Shem Adoni Avi Zakeni. Adoni Zakeni. Okay, so he's saying here in the name of the Rim, Hamasher Kasev Rashi, concerning that which Rashi writes, Shenizkaru B'nei Yisrael Heipa Amin B'Pasiv. There's one pasuk in this parsha where B'nei Yisrael, that phrase B'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel, is mentioned five times in one pasuk. I think it's in Shlishi. I forgot the pasuk number. Somewhere around Shlishi. And then Rashi says, Shechavivin kechamisha chum sheitara. And it's to teach us that the Jewish people are precious to God like the five books of the Torah. So five times they're mentioned, they're precious like the chamisha chum sheitara. So the question is, v'loma davka b'parsha zu? Why specifically in Parshas B'ha'alosecha was this illustrated? It could have been other places in the Torah. So that's the Rim's question. And he says, Rak, lefi shenivcharu ha-levim. Because here the Levim were chosen from B'nai Yisrael to be a certain group that is very dedicated, exclusively dedicated to Avodas Hashem, and they're chosen out of B'nai Yisrael, lo yachla shtaitan shel B'nai Yisrael. So this shouldn't weaken or sadden or distress B'nai Yisrael ba'avur zeh on account of this. They shouldn't think that, well, you know, Hashem chose the Levim, so, you know, that doesn't say too much about us, you know. There's no, specifically, in this parsha where the Levim are selected, that pasuk that mentions B'nai Yisrael five times is here. Ki chavivin heim. Hashem wanted to tell us that all of you are precious and all of you are beloved. V'divrei pi chacham chein. That's the abbreviation there, dalet pei. Ches ches, divrei pi chacham chein. The words of a wise man are chein, are precious, or they have chein. And that's from the Rim. Now, he's going to say, this Fasemis is taking that question and answer from the Rim, and he'll elaborate a little bit. V'ha'emes, and the truth is, dichesiv mitoch b'nei Yisro, that Hashem says to take the Levim from out of the midst of B'nai Yisroel. Shebechiras ha-Levim hu mikoach klolus B'nai Yisroel. That the fact the Levim were chosen and selected was from out of the strength and the special quality of Klal Yisroel. It's not that we're special and different than the rest of B'nai Yisroel, therefore Hashem chose us, but our Kedusha, the Levim's Kedusha, is derived and extracted from Klal Yisroel. There couldn't be a Levi if there was not a Klal Yisroel. There couldn't be a Bechiras HaLevim without Klal Yisroel. It comes from that. V'zeh shenivdalu HaLevim eino mitam shenifrashim hemin hatzibur. This is a tremendous concept about leadership. He says the fact that the Levim were chosen to be this tribe, it's not because they were separated out, and then now that they're parush min hatzibur, now that they're separated from the community, which is what one might think on the surface, rak adarava, but it's on the contrary, kefi ma she'odam vatal el hatzibur, according to the extent that a person attaches themselves, subordinates himself to the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocher bo, then Hashem selects that individual. So if one says, you know, I'm better than these folks, you know, that's not pleasing in Hashem's eyes, and there's going to be no special privilege or spiritual stature reached. If one says, I'm a part of these people, I live for these people, I dedicate myself to these people, and really puts themselves into the tzibur, that's what gives the person specialness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Now this doesn't in any way mean that a person shouldn't attempt to develop their individual traits, the unique traits. It's talking about a dedication to the Klal. Now whoever I am as a yachid, as a person, whoever my individual strengths are, whoever I am, I'm going to get my koach from the tzibur. B'lefisha ha-levim hein ha-yoser misbatlin l'klal Yisrael. This is because the Levim were the most batal, the most subordinate, directed, subjected to Klal Yisroel, L'chei Nivcharu. It's because of their dedication to the Klal that they were chosen, not because of their separation off of the Klal. B'hu Prat Hatzorich L'Klal. The Levi sees himself as an individual, a Prat, which requires the whole. A Yachid who requires the Tzibur. Prat Hatzorich L'Klal. L'chein, therefore, V'samchu B'nei Yisroel Al Hadavim. The beginning of Parshas Baaloscha, Moshe from Hashem takes all the Levim into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Levim have to be there. Rashi says, we're like a korban of Klal Yisroel. The Levim is a korban of Klal Yisroel, and therefore they have to put their hands to do samicha like over a korban, and mamish a korban from out of Klal Yisroel to the Jewish people. Shemasru kol kocham lahalavim. Now, on the other side of it, what do the people have to do in order to strengthen their leaders or to strengthen the Levim, the special Shevet? Now they say, okay, you understand that your koach comes from us, that you're part of Klal Yisroel, and you're going to rise to leadership. Now we will show that we support you fully. And therefore, B'nai Yisroel came, Shemasru kol kocham lahalavim. They came there to put their hands up and to do samicha, to deliver all of their koach to this special tribe. I think this is a beautiful concept because it's illustrating how leadership has to work. That the manhig or the levi sees himself as coming from the klal, and the klal gives everything that they can in order to support this leader. And why does it work? Because neither of them view themselves as isolated entities one from the other. The Levi needs Klal Yisroel, Klal Yisroel needs the Levi. They're devoted to that system, and therefore the Samchu Es Yideim, they can place their hands on the Levim as their korban to Hashem, and with all their koach send them off to achieve their task. That's a tremendous concept.
When a person does smicha on a korban, on an animal, what are they? They're resting their body weight on the animal?
They put their hands on the head of the korban, and with koach. It has to be with koach that you lean or press against the animal.
So spiritually, are they transferring some sort of power over there?
Yeah, that's right.
They're relinquishing a certain power and transferring.
Well, I guess that would be...
Call it like that or not?
I don't know what to call it. Mm-hmm. If it's relinquishing or giving it over, I guess that would be something to look into. You know, they're putting their koach onto that animal, you know, smicha. To break it down to its more fundamental parts, I'm really not sure.
Well, if it's somewhat of a vicarious experience, right, that you're putting some of yourself into this
korban. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from here it seems to be transmitting. Like he says that Klal Yisroel, b'chol kocham. You know, they leaned, so to speak, on the Levim and handed over power, support, to the Levim. Okay. Let's see, take a look at another one.
But just on this, who was the... The Chavivim, the Bnei Yisrael were the Chavivim. Right?
Yeah, so going back to that.
Then the Levim become Chavivim as well?
The Levim, they kind of know they're Chaviv because they were just selected as Shevet Levi. So he says from the Rim, well, maybe the rest of Klal Yisrael would have Chalishas Hadas. They'd be distressed. Oh, you know, what about us? You know, we're chopped liver or something like that. Although I happen to like chopped liver. I never really got into that expression because chopped liver is
right. Right.
Now that's something I couldn't be like. So Hashem had to tell them, V'davka in this parsha, Bahalosa Chavivim, you are dear to me. And then the Sfas Emes, takes that.
Chopped liver is never main dish.
Sfas Emes takes that and he elaborates as to why, you know, why that's the case. I mean, he puts it in its fundamental terms. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see another one on page 73. Also, left column on the bottom. the year is tough, Reish Lamed Tesler. The Midrash. Esfa li shivimish. So, at this point we have the Shivim Zakenim, who are given power and a certain leadership by Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, gather for me 70 men. Now the Midrash says on this, a pasuk habone b'shamayim, etc., v'chule, he builds in heaven, I don't know the rest of that, va'agudotho al eretz yisada, and his unified group, that's an aguda, is on the earth, so it is founded. Mashal lebinyan agabe sfinos kishuros, so he brings a Midrash which I don't know, and he says it's like a structure, a building which is standing on boats that are tied together. So, I don't know what the Midrash is. Pirish, Shoresh HaTorah, Hu Achdus Mamish, Behu Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem. Says the source and the root of Torah is complete oneness, unity, and that is the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. He represented a certain full, complete achdus. The Nikra Guf Habinyan, She'eno Yochol Lehisparid. He's called the very structure of the building itself, which cannot be broken down into pieces. It can't be fragmented. Ubashamayim Shehu Achdus Echad. So going back to that Midrash which points out Shamayim, he says the Shamayim is also a unified thing. How so? Esh Umayim. It's fire and water. That's the name Shamayim, is a combination of Esh and Mayim. Kein HaTorah Nimshales LeEsh Ulamayim. The Torah also is compared and contrasted to both Esh and Mayim. We say Esh Das, we also say Ein Torah Ein Mayim El Torah. So that represents a certain unity when Esh and Mayim, which is Chesed and Gevurah, usually come together. Avol Lamata, however, down here in our world, not in Shemayim, and not at the source of Torah, Mispardim Ha'anafim, the branches become differentiated, and they start to develop into the individual things. Utzrichin le'agod osam al oretz. So what we have to do is bunch them together, group them together down here on the earth. Because the earth, the physical world, is the place where things do become fragmented and differentiated, what we have to do is try and find a way to pull it together. Just as a side note, it's interesting that the lulav and esrog require ogud. And ogud means that you're taking different species and you're tying them together in one. All right, so there's a drasha in there. There's a drasha in there. Maybe we'll find it on Sokas. Shezeh ha-yesod v'kiyum shoresh sho'ilun gam l'mayla. It says, just as the source of the sustenance of the tree comes from above, where it's one, so we have to make that manifest down below and bring things together. Shoyuchol hashoresh la'amod al hayisod lamata. And now he makes his point here. In order for the source to rest on the differentiated branch, which is down here, they have to have some consistent meaning. There's got to be some transference, a consistent quality between one and the other. So if what's down here is very fragmented, the shoresh has no place to land. It's not familiar with all this differentiation. But if down here we unify it, now the shoresh says, oh, I recognize that. You know, that's unified. That's achdus. And the source, in this case Torah, can then rest on the differentiated, now unified branch. So that's what he's saying. Sheyuchal hashoresh la'amod al hayisod lamata. In order for the root to land on the manifestation below, they're consistent in that they're both unity. Ki below zeh chas v'sholom nister hashoresh. Without this compatibility between below and above, the shoresh is going to remain concealed. It's not gone, but it's hidden. It has nowhere to fall. Ve'in ha'tachtonim yicholim le'achoz bo'klal. and the lower worlds cannot grab onto this source, this shoresh. So the more compatible we become with the shoresh, the more likely the shoresh is to find its expression down here where we are. Zeshokasu va'agudasa. That's what it means, that it's bound together here on the earth, and that's where it's found. U'kamochein b'Shabbos, likewise on Shabbos, shemisachten kol habruin, where all creation becomes unified, shore alav bracha, that's when the bracha rests on the earth. Because like we saw last week, Shabbos is the source of bracha. The source is trying to find a good place where it can say, yeah, that looks good to me. So Shabbos, during our life, is a place where that shoresh habracha can come down. Zeshokasu vayonach b'yom hashvi, alken berach Hashem, etc. As it says, Hashem rested on the seventh day, and therefore he blessed the Shabbos day. Pirish menucha. What is the meaning of menucha? That's a very important question. It's asked all the time. We say Shabbos menucha. What is menucha? So he gives the pshat. Hu chibur hakol lihiyos dover shalom. Menucha means when we are able to bind all separate parts into a unified whole. I relate to that, because you know when you're all over the place and you're here and you're there and everything is separate, you know, you feel very bothered, very unsettled. And then when things start to come together, like your schedule comes together and your life comes together, when even in those areas you feel a certain sense of being more settled, because instead of a bunch of fragments, they're now unified. So certainly spiritually, if we're all over the place in Avodas Hashem, if we can pull it together, that's menucha. And he says that's the pshat of menucha Shabbos. V'al-yidei zeh hu kli machzik bracha, and therefore Shabbos is the proper vessel to hold on to a bracha, because it's shalom, and shalom is shalim. V'hu yisod u'basis, and this then is the basis and the foundation. V'chein lihi yoshore alav bracha, v'zeh shakasu v'alkein beirach. And therefore the bracha does rest on Shabbos, as it says. Now he just says something parenthetically. Cain, when it says al Cain, which we translate as therefore, Beirach, Hashem blessed, Cain is hu ayin, shehu esfali shivin ish. That's interesting. So he said al, now instead of saying al Cain is therefore, you have to learn it like this. Al on Cain, 70, Beirach, the bracha rests. Upon 70, the bracha sits. All Cain, all 70, Beirach, is the bracha. So these 70 people now, Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership was one person, one man, and now that was going to be emanated to an extent to the Shivim Zakenim. Here's 70 different people. In order for the bracha to work, so their leadership will be effective, they have to be unified. Moshe Rabbeinu ra'a she'ein b'nei Yisrael nimshachem achar b'china al-yona, she'retza lahanhigam, she'harei man b'zuchus Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that b'nei Yisrael were not able to any longer follow his loftier leadership, which was a oneness. This is because we know the man fell in the zechus of Moshe. The kevin shemo'asu b'zeh ha'maychol, once they showed a certain dislike for Mun, and they complained about it, so Moshe Rabbeinu understood a deeper thing there. The Mun came b'zechus Moshe, so he said that this represents that they have a problem with relating to his leadership, the fact that they no longer like the Mun. Hutzrach lihiyos b'chinas va'agudaso al yidei ayin ish. Therefore he saw it was appropriate to appoint 70 different people, and those 70 different people would be the, you know, various people that Klal Yisrael could approach with different inyanim. But as long as they were unified, those shivim were unified. So that's esfalis, is gather together. That's a lashon of not just, you know, bring him over here. It means unify them, then in a certain respect, I think what he's saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership continued. Because in him it was one in one person. As long as those 70 can be unified, there is a certain quality of oneness in them as well, and that can be translated over to Klal Yisrael.
This is Isha, the singular.
Yes, it does. And that's very nice, Bach. It's kind of indicating that there's 70 like one person.
Right.
Very nice. Shivim Ish.
He said that in 1995.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right. We did that Maimon before, eh?
Well, this one. It talks about similar 70 people who were in the Vios.
Oh, okay.
Ish was in the singular.
Shkoa. Yeah. Okay.
This is Spastelis, I forget if it was Spastelis or the Imrianus, who was one of the leading supporters of the Buddha.
That was the Imrianus. Spastelis was before that occurred.
Yeah, but they have to come from somewhere. So.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say, because that was, you know, a unity of a certainly large spectrum of the Klal Yisrael at the time, and it was also a unification amongst many of the Hasidim and the Lifshitzer Welt too, in that the Chafetz Chaim and the Imre Emes came together, you know, to form the Agudas Yisrael. Very true.
We use the term Aguda. Agudas for Lula, Chaim, but
yes,
how don't you distinguish between that word, in other words, for connection, like kesher.
Kesher is more like a tie, you know. And aguda is that you're grouping something together, right? Like in a bunch. Like let's say you make a knot, you know, that's a kesher. Or you tie two things together, you know, that's a kesher. If you take different entities, like wrap them and bind them together, that's agud.
Is it used in the yantiv?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let me just see if I can. We ask that we should be in Aguda Achas.
Right.
It's a plug for the Aguda.
All the $36 a year.
But it seems like you could have something in the Alula. Has to be bound together by something wrapped around.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't, like,
you can't do it with your hand. That's right. It's got to be something
external.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
right.
But it seems to me Kesher is a little tighter because it's a knot, you know, an explicit word.
Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to explore the, you know, the differences in the words.
Isn't there some sort of midrash, something where the hammer hits the rock and fragments it into 70 different
the sparks?
So
it says like divrei Torah is kapatish ifutzat sela. Right? It's like a hammer which shatters the rock. Now, the lashon there actually is like you're saying it, that the rock splits into different parts. I had seen it brought in. Yeah,
70.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had seen it as far as the sparks that come off of that collision. But shot of the language is really like what you're saying. The rock itself is shattered.
So you no longer have this unity, now you have these 70 different, like the
yes.
Shivimish, you know, Moshe was unity and now he's
right.
fragmented among
right.
this group that was once one.
Right. Now there it's stated in that expression in the positive, because it's talking about the different facets of Torah. You know, each piece, so to speak, is another facet or a different dimension. It's not a negative statement, it's a positive statement. Now here, it could be negative if those 70 different facets don't have an overall unity. I wonder if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ogud. You know, if he was the Oge, that the binding force of those 70 Zakanim. It would make sense because he had to emanate some of his spirit, so to speak, upon them. This was also a smicha. This was a smicha of the Shivim Zakenim. Not of a korban, but of Moshe Rabbeinu to them.
Didn't the Sanhedrin Agadola, didn't they have 70 plus 1, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the Machriya, so They could never have an even vote.
So Moshe was the...
He was the 71.
One, mm-hmm. While he was
running. Right. Or maybe he was the one and they were the 70, right? Yes, Efrain.
I thought the connection was in a different direction, but as Josh was saying, you need something external to bind the bundle, and the Levim could be binding up the bundle of the Shvati. You're going into Moshe bundling up the seven kings.
Yes, right. In this mimer, but perhaps what you're saying in respect to Klal Yisroel and the Levim, that maybe that's another form of this concept. It's a nice idea. Okay, if I can do one more short one, I got to head up to New York. And of course we're running late.
What's that? Starting for the mix.
Right, yeah. Patrick Ewing's out, so they called me in.
You wouldn't miss that.
That's right.
Not that you're reading the sports pages.
Well, around playoff times, I read it. Let's take the last one, page 86. The Inyan Shemiras HaLevim, concerning the Shemira, the special protection of the Levim. They had to be very careful with what they did. They were carrying Klei Kodesh around, and if they weren't careful, then Chas V'Shalom, they would suffer dire consequences. The Bechol Makom Sheyesh Hiskalus HaPnimius Tzorech Shemira. This is really a Yesodistic concept. Any time there is a revelation of something very deep and internal, it has to be protected. If we're going to take something very precious and profound and reveal it, it must have a Shemira. Kamo Zohar V'Shomer V'Shabbos, just like Shabbos has Zohar and Shomer. It has this concept of Shemira. It's a beautiful, profound, eternal type revelation into the world. It has to have a Shemira on it. Lefi Shabo Niftach Shar HaPanimi, because on Shabbos, a certain inner gate is open, and in order to treat that properly, there has to be Shemira. Ukamochem Mila B'Nefesh, likewise Bris Mila, on a human being requires a certain extra Shemira. As for example, I don't know if this is what he's referring to, but the night before, there's a minhag to say Kriyat Shema before the baby. The baby's put on Kisei Shalei Eliyahu. So there's a Shemira there because something very deep is being revealed. U'kamochein b'mikdash, likewise the Beis HaMikdash. So he's going with the Olam Shana Nefesh concept here. Right? The Olam, the Shana, the Nefesh. He says, in Shana, which is time, you have Shabbos. In Nefesh, you have Bris Mila. And in Olam, you have the Beis HaMikdash, which is place. This is a Mokom, where great inner Kedusha is revealed. So the Mokom requires Zechira Ushmira. Cognizance, that's Zechira. And Shemira is protection, caution. To be cautious, to be cognizant of the Kedusha, and to be cautious with one's behavior. Zechira bepeh, hi hashira. Oh, that's beautiful. So how is this cognizance of the Kedusha's HaMikdash maintained? By song. Right? Beautiful concept. That song is awareness. If you sing about something in a Kedusha Dika manner, that shows an awareness and a cognizance. This is a special revelation here. Ushmira, and it has a Shemira, and that refers to the various guidelines the Levim, and the Kohanim too for that matter, had to follow. Otherwise, again, there could be some kind of Misa or Misa B'dei Shemayim. Ukamochein b'klal ish Yisroel yesh bo he'oras ha'neshama ha'pnimius. Every Jew has a certain revelation of something profound and deep, which is our neshama. every Jew reveals a certain facet of neshama into the world. We're carrying it around, and it's being expressed every second of our life. Tzorich shemira u'zechira, the mitzvahs esay, mitzvahs lo esay. For us, the cognizance of the special kedusha that we are revealing, that's the mitzvahs esay, because we have to be aware to do mitzvahs, to actively do mitzvahs, and the caution, that's mitzvahs lo esay, the various guidelines the Torah puts in place. The hakol me'ein shahaya ba'adam harishon began Eden. This is a replica of how Adam HaRishon had to live his life in Gan Eden. It's Me'ein Gan Eden. Shehu Shar HaPanimi. There, Gan Eden, which is the inner gate, Kesiv La'avda U'Lishamra, Adam had to work it. Ove, that's positive. Zechira, the Chachamim say that's Mitzvah's Aseh for Adam. U'Lishamra, and to guard the garden, that's Mitzvah's Lo's Aseh. V'hakol inyan echad. He says it's all one concept. So he says we have a lot of places and times where deep kedusha is being revealed. Bris Milah, Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, wherever you're going to find it, he says there's going to be a special zechira and a shmira. He says, but not only that, but every second of life, it's also happening. Not just the special circumstances, but it's happening in our life because our neshama is being revealed through our being. And the way we tend to that shmira is by the totality of mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs los asay, and they make sure that this expression of kedusha is therefore protected, nurtured, cherished properly. Beautiful. Yes, Josh.
The funeral for the wasam, that was for the levium and yes. Their avoda.
Yes.
But that doesn't relate directly to our. It might be related indirectly, but it doesn't relate directly to our singing now.
I think that it would. Like, for example, if people sing in shul, where you sing Zemiros at your Shabbos table. So that's showing that we recognize that there's something very kedushadik about this, and we're aware of it, and therefore we're singing praise, like David HaMelech's Tehillim. It opens up many concepts, like Sukkei de Zimrish in the morning, each morning chakras. Shiras Hayam. If we look at Shir in this way, it becomes very broad. The other thing is that it seems to be saying that all of mitzvahs asay is a shir. If the Levim's actual song was their cognizance, so for every member of Klal Yisrael, our cognizance is mitzvahs asay, seems to follow that's the shir, that's our song, is the mitzvahs asay that we do.
Does it help our cognizance if we can sing it too?
Certainly helps others.
And together.
Yashikoa. Very, very, very.